From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. If you listen to just one song today, make it this opening track to the new CD by The Low Anthem. It all starts off with a sound that at times feels gospel and then at the very same time feels agnostic. Those two ideas seem at odds with one another, but then the title of the record's called Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. This song's called Charlie Darwin.
Set the sails, I feel the winds are stirring. Towards the bright horizon, sail away. Cast your reckless dreams upon.
The voice of Ben Knox Miller with bandmates Jeff Prostowski and Jossie Adams. The record also has a harsher side to go along with the beauty found in songs like Charlie Darwin. The band is called The Low Anthem. I've just found a CD that puts a bit of spookiness in its folkish sound. The Dry Spells is the band name. You can hear bits of bells and violins and drones in their music. They're a band likely to mix the rockier side of Fairport Convention with the folkier side of Fleetwood Mac. In fact, the Dry Spells cover the Fleetwood Mac song Rhiannon and this traditional song called Black is the Color.
Thank you.
the music from the Baird College Friends, now San Francisco-based band called the Dry Spells. Their new CD doesn't come out till the top of August, but you can hear more of their music on their MySpace page. By the way, I think of this as the perfect weekend wake-up music. What makes great wake-up music? Maybe you like a jolt, a bit of Ramones, or some good pop song like a Belle and Sebastian record. So what is your weekend wake-up music? Go to the All Songs Considered blog and post your suggestions. So there's that old question, just what makes us who we are? Is it nature or nurture? Singer Diana Jones was adopted as an infant, grew up in New York, and was attracted to the music of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline. That's a bit unusual for a 15-year-old in 1980. The discovery of her birth family in eastern Tennessee and the discovery of meeting her musical grandfather seemed to crystallize her attraction to mountain music. But it wouldn't be fair to pigeonhole the music of Diana Jones as mountain music, but it certainly has its soul. Listen to this song called Something Crossed Over.
I was standing at the river, standing all alone, staring at the water. I was picking up stones, wasn't thinking much in particular then, not where I was going, not something crossed over, over in me. Don't know where it came from, this feeling, like a thousand little birds set free. Something crossed over in me. Shift in the wind, miles away from where it begins, in the flutter of a butterfly wing, you feel in the air, it's a delicate thing. When some over, over in me. Don't know where it came from, this feeling, like a thousand little birds set free. Something crossed over. Tell you when it's your time to cry, time to forgive, or your time to die. The mysteries of the ultimate kind, like the blue in the sky. This feeling, like a thousand little birds set free. Something crossed over in me.
Diana Jones from a CD called Better Times Will Come, and the song I played was Something Crossed Over. A few weeks after falling for the music and that unusual voice of Diana Jones, I read a fascinating article about her in the New York Times. If you like what you heard, I suggest you take a look. At a recent music conference at WXPN in Philadelphia, I watched a performance by Zee Avi. Zee Avi was born in Borneo and grew up in Kuala Lumpur, which is the capital city of Malaysia. It was her Christmas song this past year that captured my attention. Her voice is delightful. On stage, I was struck by her spare arrangements. Zee Avi played acoustic guitar. Her drummer favored brushes and a lot of space in his playing, as did the bass player and the trombonist. In the end, though, it was the story she sang, the character she wrote about, and that voice that came from a rather small person. And though I love her original tunes, I want to play something for you that struck me. It's a cover of one of my favorite Morrissey songs of this decade, a song called First of the Gang to Die.
You have never been in love until you've seen the stars reflect in the reservoirs, and you have never been in love until you've seen the dawn rise behind the home for the blind. We are the pretty petty. Standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Oh my, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Oh my. You have never been in love until you've seen the sunlight thrown over smashed human bone. We are the pretty petty things, and you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy. Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand and a bullet in his gullet, and the first lost lad to go under the sod. Stole from the rich and the poor and the not very rich and the very poor, and he stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. Away. He stole all hearts away. Stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away, away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away.
Z-I-V, from her self-titled CD. She spells her name Z-E-E, last name A-V-I. The song we just heard is a cover tune written by Morrissey from his 2004 CD called You Are the Quarry. You should know that the collaboration between filmmaker David Lynch and musicians Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse called Dark Night of the Soul has finally been released. Well, sort of. The limited edition book of photography by Lynch can be purchased, and along with that book comes a CD. But the CD is a writable CDR. It's a blank CD. It seems the fear of legal action is keeping this music from being sold, but not from being heard. You can still hear this music in its entirety at the NPR website. Search Dark Night of the Soul. Danger Mouse has been a busy producer in the last few years, so busy, in fact, that some of his work may have gone unnoticed. There's a band he worked with called the Shortwave Set. They're a London-based group with a psychedelic feel. Their 2008 record didn't see the light of day in America until now. That record, produced by Danger Mouse, is called Replica Sun Machine. This song is called Glitches and Bugs.
Flip the switches, don't pull the plugs, 'cause it's just glitches, it's glitches and bugs, so don't go digging down, no don't you go to town.
The Shortwave Set is a band with a song called Glitches and Bugs. The CD by the Shortwave Set is called Replica Sun Machine. On a recent Old Music Tuesday, a topic we feature on the All Songs Considered blog, I talked about the upcoming remastering of two records by Big Star. On June 16th, the two best records from Big Star will be reissued, and they sound better than ever. Big Star were the not-so-well-known but eventually influential power pop band from Memphis. They drew inspiration from lots of British pop, especially the Beatles. Alex Chilton and Chris Bell might be the names you've heard over the years as seminal figures in the 70s. This song will give you a clue why. It's called Back of a Car.
See the back of a car.
Big Star, from their 1974 record Radio City, played here from a CD that combines their first two records, both remastered by engineer George Horn, and that comes out on the 16th of June. The band from Poughkeepsie, New York, now based in Brooklyn, known as Hopewell, have been making their own blend of psychedelic music for more than a decade. For a while, the two founding brothers, Jason and Justin Russo, were playing with Mercury Rev, a band from way upstate New York in Buffalo. Their seventh record, called Good Good Desperation, has just come out. This is my favorite song from that CD. It's called Island. A few notes. We have a concert coming from Passion Pit, so join us online on Tuesday night, the 9th of June. We'll archive that show and put it in our live concert podcast, and of course, on the NPR Music site, where you can find other recent concerts by St. Vincent and Dan Deacon. We've also posted some beautiful videos by the Decembrists. It's their premier performance of The Hazards of Love from the South by Southwest Music Festival. And don't forget to tell us your favorite weekend wake-up music on the All Songs Considered blog. Upcoming on our first Listen series is Great Music by Sunset Rubdown. You can follow all that we do with Twitter by following All Songs, one word, All Songs, and on Facebook, there's an All Songs Considered fan page, or you can follow me by looking for Bob Boylan. Our show is produced by Robin Hilton. Stephen Thompson edits the program. And now to Hopewell. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.